The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, thanks so much for tuning in to this edition of Build Your Tribe. This is going to be a fun ride. So recently I did an episode where you got to be a little fly on the wall, listening in on a social media strategizing session between myself and Sarah, member of our team. Shout out to Sarah. She's in charge of our Insta Club Hub Instagram account. And anyways, people loved that episode. They liked hearing our process. Recently, I went to my Instagram stories and I said, hey, you know, Brett and I just all day long today, we're talking about different spends in our business and how it is we evaluate advertising and where we're going to spend money in terms of marketing and how we strategize and how we break that down and how we make predictions. And I recorded the episode, would you like to hear it? And everyone on Instagram stories, I had a 98% vote for yes. So what you're about to hear is Brett and I talking about the plans that we had for an upcoming webinar. You're going to hear us talk about how much money we spent on advertising for this webinar, how many people we had registered, what our predictions were in terms of how many people would show up. We were testing some new kind of cool strategies. Why did my voice just crack? And we also then, at the very end of this episode, you will hear the update after the webinar, how things turned out. I think you're going to find this super interesting. You're a fly on the wall. Welcome to the inside of Team Johnson. All right. So right now, what is our total attendance? Do you know how many people we've registered?
So far right now for the $5 workshop tomorrow, we have about 1,300 total.
Okay.
And 500 of those are from paid advertising.
So all the others are from where? Because we haven't promoted it in social.
Email.
Oh, just the email.
Just email.
Okay, so just email campaign. Yeah. So we've done zero social on this one.
Correct.
Intentionally. Okay. So
organic social, yes.
So then 800 from email.
Yeah.
Okay, so 500 paid. What's our spend so far?
$9,000 to get those 500.
When did we start that campaign?
Last week.
So we spent $9,000 one week. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we get $5 for those people. So,
okay. So we spend 9,000. Mm-hmm. That got us 500 paid.
Yep.
Which so is, 500 times five is
2,500 bucks.
Okay. So that's, so then we take 2,500, we subtract it from the 9,000.
And we have 6,500.
Okay. So we've spent 6,500 so far.
That's for the, out of pocket. Yes.
All right. For the 1,300 people we've registered. That means
let's just go with paid advertising because I always do like to separate them because I like to
okay
you know what I'm saying, so mm-hmm. like because it, you know, if we break even on paid social,
yeah,
but we make a ton of money on emails, what, like, you know, maybe we don't spend as much the next time because it might not convert as well, or
we spend more on our email campaigns or copywriting,
something like that. So okay. I like to keep them separate.
Okay, so 65, wait, where were we?
So now what you do in order to figure out like how many sales we need on?
Well, what I want to look at first is how much did it cost to get each person on that live? If we had-
$13.
So $13? It's yeah. Higher than that.
No, it's 13. So you divide 6,500 by 500.
Yeah.
That gives you 13. Yeah. So 6,500 divided by 500 is $13.
This is the thing that I think is so hard for us when we're talking to our students, mm-hmm. and, you know, anyone in business, is that you have to sometimes pay more
mm-hmm.
for the customer.
Correct.
Than your, because you're looking at lifetime value mm-hmm. and you're looking at opportunity. Okay. So obviously the goal is to use this as a tripwire or mm-hmm. as a baby offer, whatever you want to call it. It's
correct.
Super affordable way to serve our audience.
Correct.
They love that it's $5. Everybody can afford mm-hmm. that. They're, we're going to give them tons of value.
Yeah.
But at the end, we'll also explain what ICH is, uh-huh. Insta Club Hub. So for those people who are like, okay, love this. Mm-hmm. How do I get more?
So we will sell them our annual membership.
Yes.
For $299.
Yep.
We'll give them some fast action bonuses right then so that it gives them incentive to go and buy.
What are we going to list as a fast action bonus?
That would be your department. I'm not content creator.
Got it.
That's you. You guys, right. You and Brock have that handled.
Yeah.
And so my job is to say, okay, how many sales do we need in order just to break even?
Yeah.
So we need just 22 sales out of the 500. Just
22, sorry, 299. But are we also going to let people know that, you know, that we have, like, even though it's cost some more money annually to do a membership, some people, that's all that they can afford is to do the membership.
Correct. I believe that's what you guys will do in your slides. I'm not creating the slides.
I think so. But we do.
Like, those 500 people are now on our email list,
mm-hmm.
and they will be downsold afterwards. If they can't attend, they'll get the, you know, they'll get the
replay,
and they'll get marketed to until they decide that they don't want to be on our email list and opt out of our email list. So there's like that short window
runway,
but then we have the long runway, you know, that the long tail that also can, you know, get sales.
We need to basically have 22 people enroll in order to break even
at $299 to break even.
And that's 2,200 of the 1,300 who are registered.
We will make money on the campaign when you include email. But remember, all I'm talking about is paid.
I know.
I want to evaluate paid versus email.
I know. But what I'm saying is I'm looking at statistically speaking to get 22 sales or signups, whatever. I'm getting 22, not out of 500. I'm getting 22 out of everyone who attends that night. Statistically speaking, what have we been getting for a show up rate? So if we have
This is paid. So this is going to be different. So
a little bit higher.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit higher.
It's not a big paid.
So let's just go. So if it was free, we would get 30%.
Is that what we got during MIA?
Yeah.
30%?
We actually got more than that.
I think our show up rate has been really high.
Our show up rate for MIA was more like 45-50%.
All right, well then let's just go 40%.
Okay. So I know you're gonna have me do math right now.
Yeah.
So if we have the out of the 1,300, if we have 40% show up, we're gonna have 520 people on.
Okay. And what's the conversion rate if we were to get 22 sales from 520 people?
Well, no, we're gonna get a higher percentage than that.
I'm just saying, what would that be?
So if it was 10% would be 52, so you want to get half of that, so about 5%. 5% would be 26, so it's under 5%, so it's like, let's call it like 4% would be the number.
If I can convert 4% of the viewers become members, then
it's like 4.5, so it's somewhere in between 4 and 5%.
We break even, and for some people, I think they look at that and they're like, oh, that's kind of disappointing, but it's a break even for that day.
Correct.
But in the long run, we have added those people to our campaign. We've exposed people to our teaching. We've exposed people to what it is we do. And a lot of those people we can
service and they'll buy something else.
Yeah. If they don't buy it, that they're going to want to attend another. We're going to blow them away with the content. So they'll want to attend another one. You know, and so that's the thing with these $5 workshops. I like them because they are super accessible for people to access. Anyone can afford it. We blow them away with the content. You know, they're going to go like, this is worth more than $100 what I just did.
And what's the most important thing out of everything that we haven't even said what the most important thing is?
My outfit.
That. And the second most important thing is that when you have this low priced webinar, you have a qualified buyer because they've already got out their credit card and they've already put in $5. You might think like, oh, it's only $5, right?
It's a trust.
It's not even a gallon of gas. But it's literally, they put it in and they're more likely to watch. That's why we put in 40% instead of 30% because of that $5 value. People are going to attend because they just bought a venti coffee. They're going to drink it.
Why do you think our show up rate was so high for MIA? Because that was all free.
Because it was months and months of data. We did a whole year of data of what people in our evergreen flows liked, listened to, and wanted to.
Yeah.
We pulled our audience. They were ready for it. Like literally, that wasn't like, oh, we think they want this.
No, I know. I mean, we were literally changing it on the fly because of what I was just reading in Instagram stories. Like I think if people spent less time planning months and months in advance and more time listening months and months in advance. Don't you agree? Did you hear what I just said?
No.
I said, I think if if entrepreneurs spent less time planning, like, okay, this is what we're going to do on this day, and they did months and months and months of listening. Mm-hmm. And then the last minute is when you're like, okay, here's what the workshop's going to be, as instead of like 3 months in advance saying, here's what the workshop's going
to
be.
Correct. We went to Vegas in March and our launch was in April. And yeah, that's when we decided what the workshops were going to be.
But we still changed them even the week.
Yes.
Even in the middle of the week, we changed things.
And the order.
Yeah.
And we added one because we heard people during the thing. So you have to be willing to like go.
Look at the chat. Look at the comments.
Yes, and go,
look at what people are struggling with.
We need to pivot. We need to pivot right now. We need to change something up. But, you know, this is a test for us. We've never
done this
$5 webinar. Mm-hmm. We've always done free webinars and we've done challenges before, but this is a webinar and we'll see what happens.
My theory is, and the reason why I wanted to test this is, I think the market is saturated with too much free. So we all are signing up for free things, getting free PDFs, getting free reports, signing up for free webinars, and then we're not showing up and we're not implementing it because it's like, who cares? It was free. And maybe $5 is the wrong price point. Maybe it's going to need to be a little bit higher so people value it, but this is our first test. Mm-hmm. Do you think if this bodes well, we test a higher price point to see if we get a different customer?
Yeah, I think a different customer, and do we get the same amount of conversions?
Because, or do we get a better show-up rate?
We won't know that until we do it. But here's the deal. If we spend $9,000 again and get, let's just make this simple, $10.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, our 1,000 people times 10, we just paid for advertising. Yeah. Now everything's free.
That's right. That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. And we are going to do that then. Even if this is a total success, we have to test it at $10 to see, does it affect anything? Like, are people like, $9, $5, like, whatever, $9.99.
Yeah, we'd go $9.
Yeah.
And just try.
And just see if people are like, yeah, it's an hour of what I need to learn about Instagram. Yeah, I'm paying $9. I mean, and we don't really want that customer who's not willing to invest, you know, the person who realizes, okay, this is going to save me time and money. You know, we don't necessarily
I did the
trying to target the customer who is, you know, still trying to figure everything out themselves and save themselves money and doesn't, and just isn't at a state or a point where they realize, I'm going to make more money if I invest with the right information.
Correct.
Go ahead.
So I did the math a little wrong. So if we did $10 and we did 500 people like we did this last time, it would be $5,000 and we spent $9. But we,
I see.
So, but we would double our income coming in. So our price would go in half. So instead of getting a customer for $13, we get a customer for $6.50.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And we also evaluate the lifetime value of a customer.
And honestly, I have to be fair to this first strategy. I think we got the ads up too late. I don't think we've tested enough ads. I don't think we've got strong ads. We've got one ad that's way, way, way too long. Mm-hmm. Way too long. There's no way that can be converting. TikTok, we just posted. So, I mean, I think this is probably the worst we're going to do in terms of conversions and ads.
Devil's advocate, though.
Okay.
The runway for a webinar for this low price point, they want it within a week.
Sure.
We can't do more than a week.
And I'm just saying that we didn't have time
to do a great
ad. Do better ads.
Yeah. Okay. We the ads were up in time.
Yeah.
They just weren't maybe the most perfect ads.
No, like I just gave them one option and Brock gave them one option.
Correct.
And both of us were like, these could be so much better.
And the Facebook guy today said,
we need different formats.
But he also said, those are the ones that are performing the best. The ones that you guys just got up really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right. So we have an update because since we recorded that, we've since had the webinar and we're going to go over how it actually turned out. So how many did we have total sign up?
We had 1,700, just under 1,700 sign up for the $5 webinar.
And how many of those were from paid?
About half.
Okay. And what was our show up rate? What percentage of people who registered actually showed up?
So we had 1,700 people register, mm-hmm. and we had 1,000 people show up.
Okay.
It's about 41%, 41.5%.
Interesting. Would you say that it is, we got a better show up rate because it was a paid webinar?
Oh, 100%. Even
it being $5. I mean, that's what your venti Starbucks stupid drink costs. So,
so it's interesting. And so just to let you know, we will test this again at a higher price point. And you might be asking why. Well, we will test it at a higher price point to see, does it give us an even better conversion rate? We're going to share that with you in just a moment. And then also, does it give us, if people pay, let's say, $9, do we get an even better show up rate? Or is it worse? If it's worse, then we'll go back to $5. Because if we can get people to, more people to show up because they've spent $9, that's going to offset the cost of our advertising, and it could ultimately give us a better conversion. So let's start with, what was our live conversion rate? So of the people who were on live, by the way, we taught for like 40 minutes, and then the transition, you guys should opt into one of our webinars, because I think we do a really good job of saying like, hey, we've just taught, and now we're going to share what the Insta Club Hub is, and we'll give you an opportunity to join if you want. If you're not interested, jump off. People know how webinars work now. You don't have to like pretend like, oh, we're not going to make this offer. You know, just do a really, really great job of teaching, and then let people know, hey, I'm not going to sell you Insta Club Hub. I'm going to explain what it is. If you already know what it is and you're not interested, jump off. If you're, you know, we're blown away by what you got tonight for $5 and you want to learn more, then let us explain it. And after we explained it live, what was our conversion rate of the people who were on live?
Our conversion rate was 14%. We made 139 sales.
Wow. Dang. And would you agree? We don't really sell. We just like explain it. And if you want it, cool. If you don't, it's an evergreen product. It's not like it's going away, but we did give people a fast acting bonus. In other words, there was an incentive for people to join that night, but it wasn't like we were saying, oh, this is going away.
And then overall, what we did was we would send out the replay for those of the people that missed it. Mm-hmm. And then we also did a last chance email like, hey, your fast action bonuses are going away. So there's one more opportunity to buy before the time expires. And that we picked up about another 35 sales. Mm-hmm. And so out of the 1,700 people that registered, we had 168 sales at a 10%. So 10% of the people.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So live, obviously live, you're always going to do better because you just know. And you have that like emotion and people are like ready to go right now.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing, because I'm watching it live as you and Brock were teaching, mm-hmm. when you say, okay, now kind of the teaching's over. Yeah. Now I'm going to, you know, show you how you can work with Brock and I in our membership, and you give them the opportunity to leave. Out of the 700 or so people that I was watching, or 1,000 people that I was watching on there, like 5 or 6 people left.
Yeah, I was looking at the same thing. Right when I explained it, I always watch to see, okay, how many people jump off? Because obviously there are people who are on and have no interest in buying. There are people who have already purchased. There are people who are on, you know, that are listeners of Build Your Tribe who just want to see how we do a webinar. And I was pretty surprised that very, very, very few people jumped off, which is cool.
So the actual revenue, which will be ongoing, mm-hmm. because we had some people take the full offer of $299, and then we also had some people take the payments. So we made just over $42,000, and the spend was $9,000. So we spent $9,000. We made just over $40,000, $41,000, so that our net revenue was 41 minus 9, which is $32,000. But our lifetime value of those customers will actually be higher than that. Mm. So because a lot of them paid like a monthly payment, and we know the lifetime value is higher. So probably the actual price for that is going to be somewhere around $38,000 mm-hmm. net for spending $9,000 and doing a 1-hour webinar.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, honey. If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this. Do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes, When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Brock Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's worlds. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I got to tell you. So I want to invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson. My husband has a tattoo on his forearm that says, "Scared money don't make money." And that's a phrase that we use a lot because it can scare people to think, wait a second, I'm going to spend $9,000-$10,000 to get people on a $5 workshop. And it feels like that's what you're looking at. But you've got to think long term. You've got to think lifetime value. You have to take these risks, but they're calculated risks. It's not just about throwing money at your business and doing so with wild abandonment. The reason why we are comfortable spending, you know, say in this example, $9,000-$10,000 on advertising and taking a loss on actually holding the webinar is because we know our lifetime value of the customer. We also know, we know our numbers. If you don't know your numbers, you can't calculate the risk. We know on average, I mean, we can really predict it quite accurately, the number of people who are going to show up to the webinar. Brett also knows, because of the way I teach and explain things, he can almost to the decimal point predict the number of people that I'm going to convert at. But it's not a science. So for example, when we were conducting workshops for the sale of the Marketing Impact Academy, you know, I have a, again, a percentage rate. Typically, if 100 people are going to show up, he knows what my conversion rate is going to be when I'm on. But if I'm off, meaning if I forget or if I'm just off for some reason and I don't do a great job of explaining, I leave out some key element of the sales process, then our conversion rate's going to go down. But with pretty clean consistency, we're able to accurately predict all of those numbers because we look at the numbers. We discuss the numbers. We predict the numbers. We go over the numbers together. I want to recommend to any of you who are entrepreneurs, you're creative, you've got great ideas, you've got great money-making ideas, but you're afraid of the numbers and you don't understand the numbers, I want to tell you that that is a mental block and you can get over it. And you need to get over it because your business is being limited by your fear of the financials. Don't allow the financials to scare you. Go slow, find someone who's willing and patient to help you understand these things. Don't be afraid of your lack of understanding or your ignorance. Everyone's ignorant when they're learning something for the first time. Eventually, you're going to feel so comfortable with this information that you're going to own the numbers and you're going to make better business decisions. And again, it's not about spending money with wild abandonment. It's making decisions that aren't scary because you've got the knowledge. When we say scared money don't make money, what we mean by that is people who are afraid of their numbers, people who are afraid to understand the financials. If you have that mindset, it's going to be really hard for you to make money. It ends up being just kind of a crapshoot. It's almost luck. And I work with so many business owners and entrepreneurs that at the end of the year, it's almost like a surprise how well or how poorly they did. They don't look at their profit and loss statements. They don't look at their conversion numbers. They know how to make money. They know how to come up with great creative ideas, but they are afraid of the numbers. They're afraid of the financials. So if I may, I'd like to tell you about a course that my husband's put together. This is something that's a long time in the making. He has been teaching people how to do this and teaching people how to use their money so that their money works hard so that you don't have to. And you've heard previous episodes of Brett's giving you advice, financial advice, advice on investing. If you love that kind of thing, you definitely want to follow him on Instagram. Now, he doesn't post that kind of stuff to his feed. I know he doesn't take any of my advice when it comes to Instagram, but he's always offering that advice on his Instagram stories. And because of that, people have been begging him for probably the last 5 years to teach or create a course, a basic course for beginners, not for the person who's already investing, not for the person who already has a portfolio and understands, you know, annuities and their retirement fund and how to figure out how to get started, all of those things. That's the course that he created. It's called Money Matters 101. It has been 5 years in the making, but it's a quick course. This is literally a 101 course for those of you who are afraid of the numbers, you're afraid of the financials, but it's time for you to take control of that. We've got to change that mindset, and you can, and it's important that you do, because I don't want you to work as hard as you've been working. I want your money to work harder for you, and Brett wants to teach you how to do that, and he's my husband, so I can tell you, he doesn't mansplain things. He really does break it down and make it super simple, because he's had 30 years of training working with someone who has ADHD, who is constantly saying like, hold on. Okay, back it up. Slow it down. Break that down for me. Draw a little picture. And it's a really great course. So anyways, you can check it out. There is a link in our show notes for you to check out Brett's new course, Money Matters 101. I want to thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done.
Hey, if you enjoyed the show, please don't forget to make sure you are subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. And if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursdays. And for Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you're wondering what the heck is Shalene doing? Well, you need to go find out and follow her and subscribe to her other podcast, The Shalene Show. It's about living your best freaking life, improving all things physical, your mental health, like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, fitness, sleep, and so much more. It's amazing. If you would like more of Shalene with more personal content, and you know what I mean by personal content, be sure to check out her Patreon at patreon.com/The Shalene Show. Links to everything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.